Protect. Brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we'll hear about a bustling sustainability hub coming to Youghal this weekend. Behind the rows of produce, busy vendors and eager customers, community markets are a bustling hub of sustainability. Local farmers and vendors deliver fresh local food to a growing number of shoppers, demanding food that's not only healthy, but environmentally friendly. This Saturday, the very first Youghal Community Market will burst onto the scene, promising a vibrant celebration of local goodness between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Shane Murphy is one of the organisers.
I work as a psychotherapist in Youghal, and I noticed that within Youghal that there was no outlet for places for people to go to actually congregate and get together. So I wanted to create a kind of a community market that has got food and has different crafts and stuff like that. Music and different events happening throughout the morning. So some place that some people that might be struggling to connect, that they can actually go to this place and it's a place to connect.
Sustainable living is a concept that focuses on minimising environmental impact, reducing resource consumption and creating long-term strategies for the care of our planet. Shopping at community farmers markets is an excellent way to adopt more sustainable living practices. By shopping locally and seasonally, you reduce your carbon footprint while helping local vendors.
Sustainability will be a huge aspect because, first of all, we have sustainability because we'll have all the different stallholders in one place. So people won't have to drive long distances to get their fresh milk or get their eggs or get all the other products. They can get it all in one place. And obviously, we'll be keeping an eye on sustainability as the time goes on.
Youghal's community market promises a treasure trove of fresh produce, handcrafted delights and community spirit.
Yeah, so at the moment we have signed up. We have 13 stalls signed up to start with us, and we have other stalls coming in on board as we're going along. So we have stalls for unpasteurised milk, free-range eggs and cheese, homemade apple tarts and homemade cakes and stuff, jams, local honeys. Different crafts and stuff like that. A wood turner having their own sustainability wood that they make themselves. Baby clothes crochet, all homemade. Crystals. One of the other big things that we have is that part of the grounds is part of the community tunnels, and that's where we have all our fresh produce and stuff. So people will be able to come along, and the produce will actually literally be picked from the ground just in front of them, and they'll be able to buy it there and then on the spot. And then we have different things food-wise on the day. We will have pizzas, tea and coffee, Indian spice guy, tacos, and fresh cakes and stuff, as I mentioned. Also, we will have live music and we will have workshops on the day as well.
Meanwhile, those who attend can also take part in many of the planned workshops.
So, first workshop we have lined up is a girl called Mary Murray, and she does botch remedies. So, botch remedies are about flowers and plants and stuff like that, and different remedies to help us to release our emotions and stuff like that. So she's going to talk about that on the first day. And then as we're going along, we'll have different workshops within the community gardens where they will show people how, as we're going in, moving into the planting season and stuff like that, that how, when to plant the stuff and when not to plant it, and a lot of sustainability. And the community gardens are using a lot of sustainability products. They're using biodegradable plastics and everything, so everything is very sustainable in that area. It's about community coming together.
To learn more about the Youghal Community Market, you can visit them online or check the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.